Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Biden administration has put forth a new set of rules to curb private insurance's use of prior authorization, the process in which an insurance company must grant permission to a healthcare provider before a patient receives care. These new rules will go into effect in 2026. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Eric Wissig, COO of Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement, also known as ICHRA, healthcare platform SureCo. Eric, so glad you could join us today.
I am as well. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, can you start by just explaining these new regulations to us?
Sure. So, the new regulations really try to help clarify the process for prior authorization and make it more transparent and accountable for the consumer to really have clarity as to what their experience should be. And specifically, what it does is it provides specific timelines in which the prior authorization process in which a insurance carrier responds and gives approval or denial. And specifically in urgent situations, it's a 72-hour turnaround. And then in addition to that, they're required to provide very specific reasons as to why a authorization would be declined, and then also report metrics around their denial metrics.
Do we have any idea how many people will be impacted by these new rules and how it will impact them?
Yeah, so out of the gate, any federal-funded program and anyone participating in a federal-funded program would be impacted by these rules. And that would be anyone that has purchased an individual plan through a federal exchange or government exchange and has federal funding subsidies, as well as the more traditional programs. And that would be up to potentially, you know, half of the population that receives care through these programs relative to those that are on a group or employer or purchased insurance privately outside of the exchanges.
And who are the people this new regulation will benefit?
The people that this regulation will benefit are those that have the choice and able to pick their insurance plans. And those regulations are providing transparency will allow these people to decide if their insurance carrier is providing them the right service for these prior authorizations, and they can get clarity as to whether they're actually providing the coverage they need.
Eric, are there people being left out of this?
Yeah, immediately there is these regulations do not apply to both employer group plans that are provided privately to employees, as well as anyone who's purchasing an individual plan that does not go through one of the government exchanges.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And how will it impact the private healthcare industry?
The private healthcare industry could absolutely benefit from these new regulations, but it really relies on situations where the individual can choose one carrier or the other. In situations where they are not having that opportunity, which is much limited in the group sector and self-funded sector, is they're not able to switch their carrier. They're not able to make their choice. There might be additional costs to manage this.
And what might be the impact on healthcare plans, Eric?
Well, healthcare plans, there's a few different impacts, and it depends on the type of plan that is provided. In the group world, where you have self-funded or you have fully insured large group plans, there's going to be additional costs for either the self-insured and the employer itself or the insurance company itself to manage this process. That could result in an additional premium cost. Alternatively, on the flip side, the individual market where the individual is able to pick choices from whatever's available in their marketplace has the opportunity to take this transparency and this information and decide, do they want to go forward with the carrier they currently have, or does another carrier reporting these metrics provide a better experience for them? And that choice really allows them to benefit tremendously from these regulations. But in situations where employees don't have choice, it's much limited and could very much end in just additional costs.
Got to ask, Eric, is the private sector working with the government to solve the problem? And what's on the horizon as far as meaningful change goes?
Absolutely. We are very much working with the government and moving forward in helping solve this problem. And ICHRA is at the core of that, in which an employer is providing their employees exactly what we're talking about, the opportunity for them to purchase individual health plans, and the employer effectively gets out of the middle of that relationship. And with that, the employee is able to have the information, to have the transparency to make that choice and decide what's best for them and their family.
Eric, so glad you could join us today.
Absolutely. Same here. Appreciate it.
That was Eric Wissig, COO of SureCo. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our advertising services business development team at 908-882-1706.